Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning consumption of dairy products here in the United States. So we look over the trends over the last several years, consumption of dairy products continues to rise. So if you think things are bad now, just imagine what it would be like if we did not have a rise in per capita consumption here in the United States. As you look at where we're seeing that rise, it's really kind of interesting. The trend line since 1975 would indicate that the last 3 years we've actually departed from that trend line in the consumption of total dairy products here in the U.S. Now, one of the things that continues to lag in the United States is the per capita consumption of fluid milk. And in fact, in the last 4 years, we've actually seen a departure on the negative side from the overall trend line over the last several decades. However, that has been offset by what we see happening in cheese consumption. Cheese consumption in the United States continues to be strong and continues to grow. Butter continues to post good growth, which is a good thing when we think about getting rid of some of the milk solids that we are continuing to produce. So in general, what does this mean to the dairy farm here in Kansas? Well, means that American consumers still see dairy products as a very important part of their diet, and they're increasing the inclusion of those products in their diet. That increases the amount of milk that we can put through the system, so to speak, here in the United States. So that's very positive for what we need to do in terms of the continual growth that we see in our dairy herd here in the U.S. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.